Oh, man. So I'm going to kick it off on a Friday. It's a good way to do it. I guess, I don't know. This might be a little too action-packed for me right now.
Too much techno?
You got to ease into it. Is there any, like, techno ballads, you know, like slow techno songs?
Yeah.
I need a techno love song. There's got to be one out there. So just like
any techno, slow songs out there.
A techno ballad. That's what I need. We got to find one of those. Anyway, good morning.
All right, grab your partner, your significant other, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with the techno ballad.
This is the point of the rave where we like to get close and just enjoy each other. Grab your lover. Maybe you're celebrating an anniversary out there and you just want to let that person know that you love them while techno high on ballads. Ecstasy. Yeah, techno ballads. Hey, there's a market for you, buddy. There's a market for you. Anyway, we have to keep moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
All right, this story is just packed with crazy. All right, I'm just going to get right into it, and we'll go through this journey together. A 25-year-old guy in Oregon named Alex Gomez led cops in a high-speed chase this week and got arrested while wearing a Ricky Bobby costume for the movie Talladega Nights.
Shake
it,
bake!
Shake it, bake! He stole a truck around 6 p.m. on Tuesday and fired a gun at someone who started following him to get his license plate. Okay? That person also had a gun and returned fire.
Damn.
No one got hit. Alexis eventually crashed into a random person's garage during the high-speed chase with the police, but they still didn't catch him. Okay? So he took off on foot. Then someone who lives nearby got an alert that their security system was going off. The homeowner's name was Paul Willie, and he was able to watch the rest of it unfold on his live security camera through his phone. Alexis broke into the house, and luckily no one in the family was home. Then he found the Ricky Bobby costume, put it on, threw some jewelry and other valuables in a suitcase, and then tried to flee the scene on a bicycle with two flat tires. All right, two flat tires, okay? All of this while still wearing the full Ricky Bobby jumpsuit with matching hat.
They hit a spike strip on his bike? Is that what happened?
Yeah, his Huffy skidded out on him. Paul had already called the cops, and an entire SWAT team had the house surrounded, so Alexis finally gave himself up. He's facing a long list of charges, including first-degree assault, attempting to elude police, and first-degree burglary. Police held onto the costume as evidence, but got it back to Paul in time for Halloween. Wow.
Yeah, you're not going to get out of that situation, man. I'm sorry. High-speed chases always end, and they never end good for the person running.
They never end with, oh, yeah, and the guy got away because he's an amazing driver, and the cops said, no. It always ends with a pit maneuver and a flipped-over car or flat tires and a guy laying on the concrete. I mean, but this is a lot, though. So you got a high-speed chase, stolen car, firing a gun, another guy firing a gun, a Ricky Bobby costume from Talladega Nights, stolen jewelry in a suitcase. What? On a Tuesday?
What's going on?
I mean, this was on a Tuesday, Hunter. This is the kind of stuff you save for Saturday, Sunday, maybe. Man.
It's a typical Tuesday for this guy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's a typical Tuesday. This is Friday night, Saturday shenanigans, not for a Tuesday, all right? Tone it down a little bit.
Okay, of course, man.
Whenever I get into a Ricky Bobby costume, though, I usually try and amp things up. I mean, it makes me a little more juiced up, for sure.
Just waiting for this to be on America's Most Scariest Police Chases.
It's got to be. Got to be. Yeah. How are they going to catch Ricky Bobby? That guy's really good at driving.
On a Huffy bike and tries to get away.
Ricky Bobby thought it would be another shake-and-bake escape. Turns out, he was dead wrong.
He bunny-hopped the first bike strip, but hit the second.
It'd be even better if he had an accomplice who was riding on the pegs on the back.
Yeah, nice guy.
Get on the pegs. Maybe. Get on the pegs. We got to go. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.